This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar together with Philip C. and Wong Xiaoning. In the meantime, we are turning our attention to a fellow neighbor in ASEAN, Vietnam. Vietnam's latest GDP figures released last week saw the economy shrink by 6% in the third quarter as a result of lockdown restrictions imposed in June this year. And this is the worst result on record for Vietnam, indicating the severity of the pandemic impact.
Now, in 2020, the country was lauded for its efforts in containing the virus, and many consider it to be the next investment destination due to its super strong economic fundamentals. However, the past 6 months have been really challenging, compounded by the fact that the vaccine rate remains very low, with less than 10% of the population fully vaccinated.
So when do we expect to see the Vietnamese economy recover, and will there be any structural shifts anticipated in the economy as a result of this pandemic? For insights into the economic outlook of Vietnam, we have on the line Dr. Le Dinh Tin, Director General of the Institute for Foreign Policy and Strategic Studies at the Diplomatic Academy of Vietnam, based in Hanoi. Good morning, Dr. Le. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Now, Vietnam's GDP numbers contracted the most on record in the recent third quarter. Which sectors of the economy were most impacted, and can we attribute this purely to pandemic restrictions?
Good morning, and thank you for having me, BFM. It's my pleasure to be here. The pandemic has adversely impacted the Vietnamese economy in different areas, and that is no different from other economies in the region. But in my view, the most affected areas of the economy should be tourism and the service sector, and part of the industry, particularly manufacturing.
And Dr. Le, you know, Vietnam clearly a winner in terms of the global supply chain, lots of foreign direct investment flowing into the country. But I want to know, how have the recent shutdowns impacted supply chains?
The restrictions, for the sake of the safety for the people, because the government put people health first, economic cost. So the government later on tried to pursue what they call the twin task of fighting the COVID-19 pandemic and pursuing economic recovery. But of course, sometimes the two goals are, just as to each other. So yes, the restrictions do have an impact on the recovery, but increasingly the government understands that they need to tailor the restricting policy in a way that do the least harm to the economic recovery. I don't have a specific number to tell you. What is the specific correlation between the restrictions and the economic performance? But I think for now the policy is going in the right direction, to make sure that Vietnam can achieve both goals of making sure that both help and have economic recovery.
So a very challenging task to balance both of these twin challenges that you mentioned just now. Now, we know for Vietnam, it's fundamentally quite strong still economically. It's still very trade and export oriented. Do you expect the policy, as you were mentioning, is now to shift and change towards something that perhaps is more consumption oriented?
Absolutely. For a long time, Vietnam, similar to many other economies in Asia, is very much export driven, and Vietnam is still export driven. Vietnam is part of FTA, the next generation, new generation FTA, with very bold commitments in terms of cutting down the tariff and other commitments. So that is still the case, but recently, to be successful economically and learning from the experience in Asia, learn from the success stories in Asia. Vietnam also understands that the government need to shift the economy toward a new balance where they do also lay the emphasis on domestic consumption and on creating robust and strong national champions, so they say, domestic companies. So that is one of the shifts that I would expect in the time to come. So that would be a change. But like I said, you know, markets, exports, you know, still for exports, still a very important one. For example, between Vietnam and Malaysia, the trade turnover is like, you know, 15 million US dollars. And with China, it's more than 100 million US dollars. With the US, more than 100 million US dollars. So these still continue to be a very important basis for the economy.
And Dr. Lei, while we're talking about relations with the U.S. and China, I mean, the geopolitical balance between these two superpowers, it's becoming a very sensitive issue for many countries in ASEAN. How is Vietnam handling this, this rivalry between the two big superpowers? Would we see Vietnam maybe reducing its reliance on China for economic development in favor of other allies? Or what are your thoughts on this?
That's a tough question. I think Vietnam is trying to develop healthy relationships with either the United States or China. And Vietnam doesn't want to get bogged down into a situation where Vietnam has two sides, even China. So in a word, Vietnam tried to minimize the geopolitical impact from the great power competition between the US and China. That is, you know, one thing. The second is a point I'd like to make here is Vietnam also want to, tackle the potentials of economic cooperation with both of these great powers. And third, you're right. You know, Vietnam doesn't want to be over dependent on any single economies in the world. So the Vietnamese core, the policy diversification and multilateralization of foreign relations, including economic ties. So diversifying, you know, the market, the partners, the resources is a very important component of the strategy. So it's understandable that Vietnam want to develop an all-rounded, healthy, and balanced relationship, with major powers and other partners, you know, in the world. Let me give you a very quick example. Vietnam, South Korea, you know, economic tie, for example, is very substantive. Vietnam trade with South Korea, the Republic of Korea, is almost the same, you know, in terms of quantity compared to Vietnam trade with the U.S. and China. So we, you know, value partnership with different partners. That is going forward.
Okay, one last question, and very quickly. Vietnam's vaccination program seems to have started off quite slowly and is clearly far behind regional peers. Do you have visibility as to how fast the vaccination program will be in the coming months? Because that's very much closely tied to economic recovery.
Yes, the vaccine rollout is closely linked with the pace of the economic recovery. And I think things are stepping up a little at the end of the year. It's getting faster in terms of vaccine rollout because many of the deals that the Vietnamese government has made with the providers, the suppliers, will be realized in the last months of this year. For now, most of the vaccines, you know, for Vietnam is from the COVAX program under the auspices of the United Nations and other diplomatic channels. Not much of the commercial deals have been realized. And I think it is still, also the case for many other emerging and developing countries. You know, we couldn't control the flow of the vaccines to the country. But the good thing is the rollout is you know, is gaining more momentum toward the year end. As far as I know, a million more doses will become available to the people toward the year end. And for now, most of big cities and you know, most populated places, including Hanoi, where I'm speaking to, have been almost vaccinated, you know, and reaching the target of, you know, 70%, 80%. So, you know, yes, it is, it's a worrying thing for Vietnam at some point, but I think looking forward, you know, there would be some positive development over the horizon.
All right. Dr. Lê, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Dr. Lê Dinh Tin from the Institute for Foreign Policy and Strategic Studies at the Diplomatic Academy of Vietnam, talking to us about the outlook for the Vietnamese economy and the difficulties in the vaccination rollout. Hopefully, there's that light at the end of the tunnel for them as well. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.